Now, if you haven't heard, Dr. Woodson was presented the amazing opportunity of being selected out of about 100 superintendents across the nation to be a part of the National Connected Superintendents Summit and the White House at the White House in Washington, D.C. So how was that experience for you?
It was absolutely amazing. I have had the honor of meeting President Obama, along with the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and their daughter, Sasha Malia, prior to him being elected. So I wasn't as much in awe of that, which it's always a special moment when you get to meet a president. But I had never personally been to the White House. So I was very excited. I haven't even been as a tourist to the White House. So I was very, very excited about that opportunity to go to the White House. And certainly the reason why I was going to engage in this important conversation about technology integration across the nation was exciting to me as a leader of Washington Township Schools.
Mm-hmm. And for those people out there that are not really familiar with this, with the National Connected Superintendent Summit, would you just mind like elaborating
sure.
on that a bit for us?
Sure. It was actually very interesting. We got information back in August that we had been nominated. They didn't tell us who nominated us, but there is about 16,000 superintendents across the nation, and 800 had been nominated to attend this summit. And so the 800 nominees got a notice. I received an email, and we had to submit documentation on what we were doing in our school districts with technology integration that may be forward-thinking and innovative. So I submitted what you may call a portfolio of the best practices across our school district from technology integration here in Washington Township. And we really didn't know much more beyond that. This was the first ever Future Ready Superintendent Summit. So there wasn't a past event that we could, you know, say, oh, I know what that event is. After we submitted the portfolios, the 800 of us, we were then received notification in, I believe it was late August or 1st of September, that 120 of those 800 nominations had been selected to attend the first ever Future Ready Superintendent Summit. So I was thrilled to attend, but we still didn't know a great deal of detail beyond that. A few weeks later, we were told that it was going to be at the White House itself. We really didn't know upon initial application exactly where it was going to be or even when. I was just excited to engage in the conversation. So when we found out that it was going to be at the White House and hosted by President Obama himself, that was really, really exciting moment to receive that notification. The school board here in Washington Township certainly supported me attending, representing the school district as one of 120 superintendents nationwide is quite an honor. And then so we received the last communication, which was only a couple of weeks before the summit, giving us details about where to report to, exactly what time at the White House, security measures, and we had to have background checks, all the whole nine, in order to spend an entire 8.5 hour day at the White House. So then we received the information about the other superintendents who were coming, and all of the superintendents through the application process with our submissions had to sign the Future Ready Superintendents Pledge. We were selected as 120 superintendents because of our already forward thinking regarding technology integration in our school districts across the nation. I was one of eight selected from Indiana. So you're proud to have eight total representatives of wow. superintendents here in Indiana, which was fantastic. We had more than California. So we were pretty proud of our technology integration coming from Indiana.
Wow. And I believe that we're doing, I'm a student here at J. Everett Light, and we're doing a program in our class.
Yes.
It basically teaching us the skills that we need for the future. And I think it was a great idea, to be honest. But, The Future Ready, it's basically all about the use of technology in the classroom.
Yes.
And getting students prepared by teaching them the skills that they need for their education. So how would you say that Washington Township has prepared for the Connected Initiative?
Sure. So when we're in Washington Township, Washington Township has this swagger about it. You know, we're the best at a lot. We're pioneers at many things. The first to try new innovations. And we always have our eye on the next thing, what we want to get better at, what we want more access of for our students. And technology is certainly one of those. So we have our eye on, oh, we would love to integrate, strategy ABC for technology in the future in our district. What this did for me as a superintendent is it helped me step back and appreciate where we currently are in Washington Township. Certainly, we don't want to lose sight of where we want to be, but we have a lot to be thankful and appreciative for with what we currently are doing in Washington Township. President Obama, when he addressed the superintendents, he talked about the connectedness. And so, yes, ConnectEd is about technology integration, but you have to be connected in order to use a device. And he said only 40% of the schools nationwide have appropriate connectivity in which to be able to connect to the internet and do all the wonderful things that devices or technology equipment can do for us. If you aren't connected, it doesn't matter how many devices you have if you don't have the connectivity. So 40% was an astounding data piece for me to hear as a superintendent. Of course, here in Washington Township, 100% of our schools and classrooms have outstanding connectivity, but we take that for granted, I think. I assumed, most of the schools nationwide were progressing like we were, but it pulled me back for a moment just to say thank you to the hard work that Washington Township staff have done to be where we are today, knowing that under half aren't near where we are here in Washington Township nationwide. Mm-hmm. So that was the first piece I brought back, was just an appreciation for where we already are. And again, like I said, we're always forward thinking in Washington Township. We want to go to the next step, but we certainly are a long way towards that journey, which is one of the reasons why I was selected to represent Washington Township at this summit. We have amazing technology integration going on across the district in every classroom. Like you just mentioned, you are having experience with technology integration through your experience here at J. Everett Light Career Center. I think you could walk around with me to a school at the elementary level, a school at the middle school level, and classrooms at the high school level, and just find instances just walking into classrooms of technology integration across Washington Township. The way a kindergarten classroom integrates technology into their teaching and learning process looks very different than a high school class, how they would integrate technology. We have wonderful devices to support our technology integration, but I constantly remind people that technology integration is not about devices. Yeah. It's about the use of technology to support and enhance the teaching and learning process. So you could have a device in every single child's hand in Washington Township and not have it used appropriately. It's no different than the chalkboard, than a Promethean board, than I don't even know if you're even old enough to remember an overhead projector. Yeah. The devices are only devices. It still takes a professionally trained educator to use those tools for learning, whether it's technology or a textbook or written forms of information. It's up to that professionally trained teacher to use that as a tool for learning, and it's the same with technology.
Yeah, I definitely, from a personal perspective, doing a class or a program online, mm-hmm. just having that technology, it's something about it. You just have a better focus.
You do.
And
I think your generation absolutely feels that way. I was talking to another senior recently who was telling me, and I'm going to ask you if you feel the same way, that it's harder for them in the generation that they grew up with to write something from their head to a piece of paper and handwrite it versus just type it out. She said that her thoughts flow better if she just types it. Do you identify with that also?
Yes, yes. Like, I catch myself going back and correcting everything it's the way that I organize my thoughts on, like, Microsoft or, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
So, I really do like this movement of technology, and hopefully all the townships eventually.
Absolutely. Let's flash back for a minute. You're a senior now, mm-hmm. and you're like this technology native. You can't live without it. It's a part of your personal and school life.
Definitely.
And you can definitely see the need for it in the future. Let's advance back to my high school senior year. So my high school senior year, there was absolutely zero social media. There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. It wasn't even heard of. We passed notes if we needed to tell somebody something. There were no cell phones. I remember cell phones. We have Mrs. Rogers here in the studio, too, so she may be able to identify with this as well. But the cell phones were absolutely humongous boxes that only very, very wealthy businessmen were able to carry because, one, they were huge, and businessmen or women, and two, they were very, very expensive. And so cell phone was not something that you were able to carry around. What was booming at the time, I was a senior in high school, were in, you may or may not even know this, were pagers.
Pagers,
and yes. So if I needed to reach you, I would page you. I'd call your number and then put in my number, and then you'd have to go find a pay phone or a phone somewhere to call me back. But that was the newest technology when I was a senior in high school. We had computers, but laptops were not prevalent. We didn't, yeah. You know, walk around with laptops as students. And the email was just beginning to develop. The World Wide Web, absolutely. The World Wide Web, the internet was just beginning to emerge. And I remember somebody saying my senior year, I don't know why people would want a computer when we have encyclopedias. Do you know what encyclopedias
yeah,
are?
Yeah.
We used to buy them by the sets, and they used to come to your house to sell them to you because that was a major way we used to get information. Now you can only imagine how quickly those are outdated because you can get up-to-date information on
Google's
your phone
huge.
Faster. But that's a glimpse into just my senior year in high school to your senior year experience in high school. And my children are in second and third grade. I can only imagine what their technology experience will be when they're seniors in high school, hopefully at North Central, of course.
I just really think it's important to connect with the students, and
yes.
Technology is a big part of our lives. So this is just a great movement. And, you know, obviously this is huge for the students, but how have the teachers' responses been? 'Cause
you know, that's a great question. We have 650 teachers in Washington Township. So to say all teachers respond to the same way with initiatives that we deploy would be ridiculous. You put 650 teachers in the room, they all have vastly different experiences, some of which are new to the profession and they've grown up in this digital age. Others have been in the profession for 30, 40 years and have seen quite a change with technology. So it's a matter of making sure, and that's a part of this Future Ready promise, is making sure that teachers have the appropriate professional development. And that obviously means that every teacher doesn't need the same professional development. So one teacher may need to start with basics of, like, you know, what's the best way to allow students to demonstrate their knowledge in different ways, where another teacher may be ready to integrate conversations with students in another country into their classroom for their class discussions. So every teacher is at a different spot. The best professional development that we have is meeting each teacher wherever they are. And that involves several different things. One of the best ways I have seen in Washington Township is when one teacher tries something on the classroom and it's successful, or students really get engaged with it, they share it with other teachers. Another teacher comes and says, well, how did you do that? Can I see how you connected with students in China to engage in your classroom discussion during that time you were talking about this topic? Or I saw how your students were taking your daily quiz with their cell phones and you were getting the report up on your Promethean board at the same time. Can you show me how to do that? The kids were so engaged. We do have formal professional development on something, you know, we have certain things that every single teacher has to know. And so we provide different delivery methods of making sure the teachers are trained in that. But you can imagine with 650 teachers, every teacher needs something a little different. And it's certainly quite a challenge to make sure every teacher has all the knowledge they need regarding technology integration. It's certainly an ongoing piece because they have lots of things they have to ensure they're doing in their teaching and learning process. And technology integration certainly is one of many tools that they have to ensure that they are trained on.
Now, with using technology in the classroom, do you ever have any, you know, questions about the technology not being reliable or something happening with
it? Sure, absolutely. So one of the sessions that we had, we talked about the concerns with technology. We can talk all day about its excitement, but with the same excitement, there are lots of concerns. We have to ensure you as a student maintain appropriate use of all the tools that are available to you
exactly.
Beyond these walls via technology. We have to ensure that other people don't get to you via technology during your time here at school. That involves filtering certain things out that you may want to access for your teaching and learning. We certainly have to make sure that our connectivity can withstand the use within our schools. As with any technology, things can go wrong. And a lot of people get hung up on that, but it's like, oh, well, if we allow technology, well, students won't use it appropriately, or it may break down, and then what do you do? Well, you continue to teach. Technology isn't the teacher. We still have teachers in front of students.
Yeah.
Students can do inappropriate things with a pen and paper the same way they can with technology. You can be distracted in class and write notes with a pen and paper, just how you can try to sneak and tweet during class, the things that aren't related to your classroom instruction. So it doesn't take technology for all these concerns to happen. These are the same concerns that we had in classrooms before technology. Yes, the internet can go down when you're trying to do a lesson with technology. That's the same thing with a pencil breaking when you're trying to write an essay. You go get another tool, you improvise, you think on your feet. These are things that teachers do all the time, regardless of technology integration or not. There is a very funny blog and use of YouTube called Pencil Chat. And if you hashtag Pencil Chat, a ton of things will come up. But it talks about all these anomalies about technology, or people saying, well, I can't integrate technology into my classroom because the students will be distracted and they won't use it right. Mm-hmm. So instead of technology, they insert pencil into all these reasons why people say they can't use technology in the classroom. And so they'll say, well, I can't integrate a pencil into my classroom. They may not use it appropriately while I'm teaching. And it just brings to light these funnies that may be reasons why nationwide people are afraid of integrating technology into classroom, but it doesn't change. Technology is one of many tools we use, and those things could happen with any tool that we use in the classroom. It's up to the professional standing in front of the students.
Mm-hmm. And I heard you mention that having the teacher in the classroom as well mm-hmm. as the technology, and I really do believe that it's helpful to the student to have that extra help.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher is still there to, you know, give you that push or that, I don't know, the help that you need.
Absolutely.
And the technology is just a great boost for that. But how have parents reacted?
Great question. Our parents here in Washington Township are absolute advocates for their kids having the highest quality education possible. And that involves them having experiences that they will have in the real world, whether it's university after they leave us in 12th grade or college or workplace. So they want the best technology for their kids to experience while they're attending schools in Washington Township. At the same time, they want their students to learn appropriate uses. And so what I mean by that is we can't just put a device in kids' hands and expect them to figure it out. We have to step by step teach that appropriate use of technology. Again, it's like putting a textbook in a kid's hand and saying, oh, go have a great history class. You can't do that. We have to teach first and then use technology as a tool second. And so when parents ask me, do you think technology or these online opportunities will ever completely do away with the need for teachers? I say, absolutely not. Did textbooks do away with the need for teachers? No, they are just a tool, just like textbooks are. Are there misuses of technology in classes? Absolutely yes. Just like there were with textbook. The textbook should not be the teacher, and technology should not be the sole teacher for students as well. But I think the way that we deploy here in Washington Township is, you know, a great shining star for Washington Township statewide and obviously nationally now. So I think we are steps ahead on the way we're deploying here in Washington Township.
So you guys in Washington Township are taking all these steps. Where would you like to see Washington Township as a whole, just as the result of this Connect initiative?
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, the pieces on the Connect Ed initiative talk about not just the classroom, which we spent a lot of time on. We talked about the professional development, which is a part of the Future Ready Promise as well. But the other piece that the Future Ready Promise goes into that I really would like to see us focus on in upcoming years in Washington Township is connectedness of the community. And so, as you know, when you leave school, your learning doesn't stop. A great deal of your learning and requirements for courses happens outside of the school day. And that's the same for students at the elementary level all the way through high school. So students' ability to connect outside of school is hugely important. And we have a very vast community, a large geographical space in our Washington Township community. So to make sure that students, no matter where they go home to, on which side of the district, that they have connectivity is a huge challenge, because you can't expect every parent to pay the price of having that connectivity in their home. But what can we as school districts do to support that connectivity in homes so that students have access to learning outside of the school walls would be a great next direction, I think, for the school district.
Definitely. And I really do look forward to seeing and hearing about the progress of this program in Washington Township, because I am a senior.
You are a senior.
I won't be here to be able to experience it.
But you'll still be in telecommunications.
Yeah, definitely.
So you'll be able to watch with binoculars and maybe in 4 years come back and help us.
Definitely, definitely. And I just want to thank you again for taking time out your day to come and speak with us. And I just appreciate you.
No, thank you for interviewing me. I know that you've talked about your program here at WJEL in the WJEL studios, but I also wanted to mention to the entire community, we have a wealth of programs that are offered here at our Career Center. And if you are interested in finding out more, next Thursday evening on December 11th from 3 to 6, it is open to anyone interested in a culinary arts, our veterinary assisting, our medical assisting program, our visual and production programs here. We've got a wonderful list of programs here at WJEL. Come and find out more December 11th here at JEL from 3 to 6. Also, we have two major retirements here in Washington Township. We have a 38-year veteran in education and a 40-year veteran in education retiring with Mrs. Marcia Reynolds and Dr. Carol Farrell. And if you know those two educators and you want to pay honor to them, you are welcome to come December 10th to my office at the central office on 86th Street, December 10th from 4 to 6. It's open to the entire community. And please come and celebrate those two amazing educators. Also, our annual Washington Township open house for the holiday season will be December 11th from 3 to 6, again at my office at Central Office on 86th Street. And anyone in the entire community, parents, stakeholders, business partners, students, staff are all invited on December 11th from 3 to 6. We will have the most amazing hors d'oeuvres you have ever seen. Fitting of our international baccalaureate theme, there's hors d'oeuvres from around the world, literally, to entice you to get there. It's always a wonderful time. We have hundreds and hundreds of visitors that day. It's a great time just to come out and have a social minute to celebrate with many staff, students, and parents here in Washington Township. We'll have special performances that day by students as well. So that's December 11th, 3 to 6 at Central Office for Washington Township. The entire community is invited. I would love to say, as always, the community is welcome to share ideas for my January WJEL 2015. It seems strange to say that already. If you have ideas for the WJEL show next month, let me know. You can reach me via our website, and also stay up to date on anything happening in the district via Facebook and Twitter.
Well, it was great talking with you. Also, I just really want to encourage all the people out there to come to the open house. I did. That's how I found out about this program.
Very good.
So I just encourage everybody. It's a great opportunity.
Fantastic.
And right now we're going to get back into the music. This is 89.3 The Jam.